Well, hey guys, welcome to Survey Says.
Welcome
again.
Yay,
another episode
back again.
Yeah, a Maddie and Mel podcast.
Yes,
just gotta reiterate that.
Yeah,
double the fun.
Yeah, always.
We're basically twins.
Or double the pain.
True though. But we're a good kind of pain, I guess.
Yeah.
If they're listening to this podcast,
this has gone in a weird direction.
Yeah, it has.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
This is like the slowest intro.
I don't know how to intro anymore. I'm trying to make it more interesting. But it's really difficult to make it interesting when all I say is, hi, welcome to Survey Says. My name is Mel.
I mean, we can talk about the weather. The weather is horrible right now.
I
just walked in the rain for a good like 10 minutes.
Actually, did we say, hi, I'm Mel, hi, I'm Maddie?
Oh, no, I didn't think so.
Hi, I'm Mel.
I'm Maddie.
And we're Survey Says.
Together.
As one.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, no, the weather is terrible today.
It's really bad.
It was fine when I woke up. It was like a bit gloomy. And by wake up, I mean like 10 a.m.
Me.
Yeah, it was like gloomy and like dark, like overcast, I guess.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I went to leave, it started bucketing down rain.
It was like so bright outside too. I walked out, I'm like, hot damn.
Hot damn.
Where's the sun? Why is it like so bright? It was so bright.
Yeah.
And then I go inside my house and it was like a vampire den. It was great.
We love that.
It was so dark.
Yeah, great. But yeah, no, it's just, yeah, you're soaking, drenched.
Yep.
I got here before you and I have an umbrella. But
yeah, well, you know.
You didn't have an umbrella.
You're a smart cookie and I'm a dumb cookie.
I is smart cookie, you is dumb cookie.
Yes.
We've established that. Okay, so this week's theme is fears.
Yes.
I'll give you a little rundown as to what influenced my, how I came to the idea of fears being this episode. So I was with my best friend at her place,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know the story, do you?
I don't know.
No. So yeah, I was at my friend's place. Two of her roommates got engaged over last weekend.
Cute.
They went away and they came back. Not
congrats.
Oh, yeah, we're engaged. Yeah, congrats. Anyway, so they threw her and two of the other housemates through like a little surprise engagement congratulations when they got back from their weekend mm-hmm. away. And she was like, hey, Mel, do you want to come over and like party with us? I'm like, of course. If alcohol is involved, Mel is there. And so I rock up. Anyway, blah, 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 things happen. But there were like balloons around. Anyway. So one of the girls, it's like one of those L-shaped lounges so you can put your feet up.
I love those lounges.
Yeah, they're great. But one of the girls was like taking up a hole. Like length of it.
Yeah.
And Taylor and I were just standing there. I shouldn't have said a name. Anonymous and I were standing there. And yeah, and then the chick was like, do you guys want to sit down? And Taylor was like, no, I'm scared of balloons. And I'm like, oh yeah. She told me to like years ago, she's scared of balloons. And so I was like, that's a really interesting topic to talk about fears and people's fears and what they're scared of.
Yeah. You know what's really funny? My friend, also anonymous, but her name starts with T. She's also like terrified of balloons.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. No, but like if one comes around her, she's just like, she's gone. She
wow.
leaves. Yeah.
That's a
it's pretty intense
thing to psychoanalyze.
Maybe one popped in her face as a child.
Yeah. And like, we're like, oh, or clowns or something.
Clowns are scary.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then,
do you remember that whole like season we had of like killer clowns and literally no one speaks about it?
That
like
was
nothing
terrifying.
Happened.
Terrifying.
But like no one was doing anything to stop it. They're like, yep, this is life
yeah,
now.
Yeah, people
this
walking around. Yeah. Well, I was at the beach with same friend.
Yeah.
I said an M already, Taylor. And we're at the beach and these kids like jumped in and like they wore a clown mask and were just chilling there with a clown mask in the
so
water.
Creepy.
And we were like, we saw them get in and we knew that they were like kids,
yeah.
but like also.
Also like two clown heads
Satan.
Just like poking out.
That's
so scary.
Anyway, we never did the hi, welcome to Survey Says.
Oh, yeah, true.
So Paul Survey Says, we release a new survey every 2 weeks with questions surrounding a different theme each time. It collects the thoughts and opinions of the public and then we get the pleasure of sharing them with you. There is a new episode every fortnight on Thursday mornings and you can head to surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com to listen to past episodes as well as check out the survey following this episode for the next one.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if you're not a fan of following blogs, which I can relate to because I'm like just
no one
too procrastination. I am procrastination. you can head over to Facebook and search Survey Says Podcast and we will pop up and you can follow our updates by liking the page.
Woohoo.
So
I think that's more something I would do and more our generation would do. So that's why we were like, we should probably
add that in. Yeah.
here it is. Check it out.
Yep. It's got everything easily accessible.
Yeah. And any other kind of links you want is actually on our website. But so you can head to Facebook and then head to our website and then find all the links. Or you can head to our website that'll follow you to Facebook and all of our other
ones. Basically, you have no excuse not to follow our page. So it's like we're everywhere. Follow you
our
will page find
and go
us.
To our website. You have no choice. Yep. Otherwise, you can't listen to this.
Yep.
Well, if you're listening to this, you follow either one.
So good job.
So follow the other one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, shall we move on to the podcast? Should,
yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like we said, fears. What's question number one, fam?
Question one. Which are you more scared of, snakes or spiders?
I hate spiders. They are my least favorite thing.
No, but spiders can be cute though.
In what universe?
Have you seen those little like colorful ones and they're like really small and fluffy?
Yeah, okay, but the ones in they don't belong in
like
Australia.
Like tarantulas.
Don't even say that name to me. That's
they're
like Voldemort.
Fine.
No, they're not. They're gonna like kill you.
He who must not be named. Okay, well I won't.
I hate
the T word.
They're like when they're sitting still, like in a corner, not spread out. Like when they're spread out, that's creepy as heck. But if they're just in the corner, like living their life, cool. But as soon as they start moving, I get goosebumps. Like thinking about it right now, I'm just like, ew, get away from me. It's like.
Yeah, they just go so fast.
They do it.
okay, I'm thinking about it.
I think
I'd prefer snakes over spiders.
Snakes are cute though.
Yeah, my year four quote unquote boyfriend had a children's python or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And
he
also had lizards. They're really cute.
Yeah, they are.
Like snakes can chill.
Have you seen How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
Did I show you this meme?
What one?
I think it was, it's like, I'm like an eight and a half.
Oh, yeah. I remember we laughed at that for like half an hour and everyone was looking at us.
Well,
we were
like
crazy.
It's not even funny. It's like, oh, yeah. Bailey was like, how many times are you going to watch it before it's not funny? It was lots of times.
You know, they took How I Met Your Mother off Netflix.
What?
Yeah, I can't watch it anymore. So now I have to buy it on iTunes.
What?
Triggered.
When?
I don't know, but I wanted to watch it the other day and I couldn't watch it.
No.
I know.
I wanted to watch it again.
I'm sure they'll put it back on again.
I've watched it like three times.
I know, but I
need to
watch
it again.
So
what I do is I finish watching it and then I go back to the beginning because I get so sad that it's like ended. I'm like, oh, back to fetus 10 Mosby. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it with friends, did it with Hammy Mother. They're like basically the same. So
pretty much.
Anyway. I hate snakes. Sorry, I hate spiders.
I don't really like hate either, but like I'll say spiders because they move faster and they can like crawl on you. That's like pretty gross.
And snakes, like, I don't know, they seem smarter than spiders.
Snakes feel really cool too.
Yeah, they're like scaly and you know, Slytherin.
Go the Slytherins.
Are you Slytherin?
Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
So obviously I'm going to choose snakes.
I'm a Hufflepuff. I think this is like the third episode we've mentioned Harry
probably,
Potter.
But that's because Harry Potter
Oh, no, Harry
great.
Potter was featured in our first episode.
Oh,
it was,
that's right.
Is it overrated? Wow, that was like, what, every 16 weeks ago.
That was so long ago.
That was like the beginning of everything.
Wow.
Wow. We're
throwback.
We're such changed people.
Nostalgia.
Wow. Let's listen to what some of the people said in the lovely survey that we posted out this week.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. Always check it out. Every episode we have a survey, so make sure to do it. The more responses, the better, the more dynamic. We always get the same people, which is great. Like, thank you. But also more dynamics, more people. It always keeps things interesting.
Yeah, you generally have about a week or so.
Yeah.
Instead of like 2 days.
Today, this time we only had the weekend because we had to rush this episode, unfortunately. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Snakes. Snakes. We have Amelia. She says, they're faster than me and more aggressive.
That's fair.
Yeah, they can like...
You can just stomp them though. I mean, don't
stomp
them.
That'll make them angrier. And then if you don't kill them, then they're going to kill you.
Kill you? Why did you do the Italian hand?
I'll
kill you.
My hand is a snake. That's what I'm getting at
now. It's a snake head. Got it. Caitlin says, I've never encountered a snake before and I don't think I would know what to do if it came slithering up to me. Snakes are also bigger than spiders and you can't just squash it.
Yeah, that's very
Depends
true.
Depends how big a rock you have.
Oh, she's an animal abuser now.
No, just brown snakes.
Just brown and red belly black snakes.
No, but there's like too many brown snakes. I'm pretty sure they're like taking over Australia.
Oh. Are there more snakes than humans now? No,
I don't think so. Can
you
imagine?
24 million snakes?
That's scary. Now you're making me scared of snakes.
I mean, you never know.
Every step there's a snake.
Who do we have next? Declan says, another Harry Potter reference.
Yes.
He says, Nagini, need us say more.
Nagini, kill.
Why are we like European?
I don't know.
Nagini, kill. Bippity boppity.
Bippity boppity.
Bippity boppity. Si, si, italiano. Si, formaggio. I can really
do with pasta right now.
I love pasta.
I just whispered that so weirdly. Well, it sounded like you were speaking snake like Harry does.
That's what we were.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Who's next? Jenny.
Jenny.
Jenny says, because they are sneaky buggers.
Stephen. Sorry. Being an Aussie, I think we're all supposed to be scared of both, but some spiders are nice and cute.
Huh?
So he agrees with me.
No.
Yeah. The fluffy ones.
No. The fluffy ones are the...
No, daddy long legs. They were...
I hate them all.
They're so cute. Oh, they always hide in my bath. Not when it's but like...
my ex-man, when I used to stay at his place in his shower, every single time, up the top of the shower, daddy long legs.
Oh, my...
Just learned to cohabitate.
My friend had like... this thing where they had to get an exterminator because that like there was a spider that like laid eggs all around their roof and the babies hatched and they would just drop and so my friend would be in the shower and like a spider would just like I hate that. That's not fun. Like, that's so bad. I don't know how she survived because she hates bugs.
How much I hate spiders.
Yeah, I can see from that massive wavelength that just this block of audio.
Mel screaming and...
Okay, shall we move on to spiders?
Uh-huh.
Nice segue. Christian says...
That's my bro.
Christian says, because they're in my effing house.
Oh, I should have said this one. Because they're in my fucking house.
Okay, well...
Do you still not feel like swearing?
I just don't feel like it. Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay, so that's my mother.
Your mum loves...
Oh, no. Like, that's my little brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well done, I stand.
Yeah, so more Harry Potter references here. Yes. Anyway, Daniel Radcliffe says...
They are called creepy crawler for a reason.
Yeah, they are creepy crawlies.
They crawl and they're creepy.
Yeah.
And they've got 8 eyes.
Oh, stop reminding
me. This is just a whole episode of Mel being freaked out.
Jocelyn says, they're tiny. For all you know, a red-back spider bites you in the middle of your sleep while you're eating or when you're showering. They can go anywhere practically unnoticed. If you try to get them off your ceiling or something, they fall and you never know where they are. We're all practically blind to spiders. Samuel says, snakes have funny names associated with them. For example, nope rope, danger noodle. So there's that. Spiders also scarier because they can live in your house and they have legs.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, spiders don't have legs. They're just slithering.
Have you seen legless lizards? They're so funny. You can tell that they're... No. You can tell that they're lizards because they have ears.
Or lizards something like that. Lizards have ears? Don't...
And they have tiny little, like... Yeah, they have little holes in their head. And they also have, like, tiny little legs. Like, tiny, tiny.
Legless.
They're actually pretty cute.
Lizards. Oh, how interesting.
Right?
Oh,
isn't
okay.
that weird? Like,
I see the ears. I see weird. Interesting.
It is strange. There was one at my school once, and everyone freaked out.
Snake jokes. It's a lizard.
It's a lizard.
Yeah, fair enough.
You want to say Dave's, or do you want me to say Dave's?
I'll say Dave's. Uncle Dave, back at it again with another answer.
Good old Uncle Dave.
He says they're faster than me, too stealthy, and build webs at my face height. He's 6'7".
He's so tall. I'm only like 5'4".
Very tall. Super tall.
I'm a schmoll.
All right, so the end percentages here, spiders versus snakes, snakes versus spiders. 57.1% of people are more afraid of spiders.
That's fair. I feel like that's valid.
Which means 42.9% say snakes. Yeah.
Good. Love snakes. Love Slytherins.
Well, we don't like spiders. Basically, just spiders are a big no-no.
I don't like when you squish them because they're like guts come out everywhere too. That's why I don't like bugs.
I don't like them.
You don't like them.
Let's move. Okay, now we know what Mel is scared of. Let's move on to the next question. What is it?
Has fear ever stopped you from doing something you really wanted to do?
Always.
I know, like every day.
With the fearless tattoo.
Yeah, well, you know.
I try. It's there for a reminder. It's not a consistent thing.
No, yeah. Dude, all the time fear stops me. I'm like,
yeah.
I just try and get past them. It's just the mental block.
Yeah, I guess I guess the thing that, like, fear most stops me doing is, like, like extra activities like that involve adrenaline, like roller coasters and jumping off of things. Mm-hmm. Like in my regular day-to-day life, I'm not really scared of things except like spiders, but I'm never going skydiving. I might do bungee jumping, but I hate heights.
Heaps of my friends went bungee jumping in Africa and it looked terrifying.
Yeah, see, I it's the fear of dying.
Yeah.
Really? Like, not the actual activity looks fun. Like, yeah, cool, let's jump off something. But it's like, what if it snaps?
Like,
I don't want to do that.
No.
So, but also,
I don't want to die yet.
Like, I'm bad at roller coasters. I hate going so fast. Like, I can't breathe. And I'm like, what's happening? So it's.
Yeah, but it's fun once you get off it. You're like, wow, that was an experience. I'll do it again.
No, I did it once and I got off and I was like, whoa, that was an experience. I'm never doing that again.
Yeah.
So quite the opposite.
No, I'm like learning to like roller coasters.
Yeah, right.
Slowly.
Very slowly. Slowly but surely.
Yeah, I'm being forced to go on them. So I'm just like, oh, well, may as well try and enjoy myself then.
Yeah, well, I went to Luna Park.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 2013.
Yeah.
Wow, very long time ago. And actually, funny story. Yeah, so we're all in a park and I'm terrified of like everything, basically. Mm-hmm. Everything heights fast. So like theme parks are not my place.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at Luna Park and I'm like, what the hell are we doing here? Anyway, I really liked this guy at the time. He ended up being my first boyfriend, but we weren't dating at this point. And so he wasn't there, but I was there and I was like terrified. And I'm like, do I do this? Do I not do this? And all my friends were like, Mel, do it for Lockie.
Oh.
But guess what? I went on that pirate ship that went upside down three times.
Whoa. It's impressive.
I went on that. It's like a UFO thing. It like, not the one where you stick to the wall. It's like you're in a cage and it like tilts up.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like flying saucer.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to die. Like I was on the end where the cage is and I'm like, I'm going to fucking die.
Mm-hmm.
But I survived.
Yeah, have you done that spinning one where the floor drops out and you're only stuck to the wall by like...
I did a similar one in Dream World.
Yeah, that's scary. I don't like that one. Well, I like it when the floor doesn't drop down.
Yeah.
Like when the floor drops down, I'm like, oh.
That's fine.
What if it breaks and I fall?
All right, well, let's have a little read of what people said in the survey.
Sophie Yeses, Grace said, I made my boyfriend cancel a getaway vacation style date in the city because I didn't want to get into the hotel's lift.
Like, same though. I've had an irrational fear of lifts since I was very, very young. So I get that.
Yeah, I never get scared of lifts.
But like, I think I'm like mildly claustrophobic.
Oh, okay. Then I suppose that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I've been stuck in a lift before, but it was fine.
Nope.
Like, it was there for like 5 minutes maybe.
I hate, like, I freak out. I'm like I get in and I'm like, every single time I get in a lift, I'm like, it's fine. If it stops, you're fine. Like, there are ways out. You have your phone, you have reception, you're fine. But I still have a mini freak out every time.
Just climb out the top of the elevator, Die Hard style.
Have you seen Spider-Man?
Yes.
Yeah.
When
they like almost die.
Yeah. And then he saves her.
Yeah, but we don't have Spider-Man here.
Well,
so
we have Tom Holland though.
not here.
True.
Yeah.
You have me.
Are you Spider-Man?
Spider-Gwen.
Yeah, right.
I wish. Champagne Puppy.
I have no idea who this is.
Champagne Puppy. Says, sometimes the fear of something is too strong, no matter how illogical it is.
Yeah. Like, irrational fears.
Or like social anxiety and stuff. I get that.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, this is like the stupidest thing. Why am I freaking out? Yeah. I'm not going. But then I don't go and then I get like severe FOMO.
Yeah.
And I'm this
FOMO
is so stupid.
Real.
I should have just gone, but I got too scared.
And also,
well, I'm not even scared. I just got like, I just stressed myself out.
But also like irrational fears like balloons.
Yeah.
And like
elevators.
I used to
be scared of balloons.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
What else are like
irrational
fears?
Do I have any other irrational fears? I don't know. Stairs kind of freak me out. Because I always overthink it.
Yeah, no.
And then I'm like, oh. And then
I used to be really scared of stairs with like spaces in between them. I could not. My cousin, my close family friend that I call a cousin, her place had these stairs and they had spaces between them. And I couldn't go physically get myself up them.
Oh my gosh. Also like gutters. Ever since I watched It,
I haven't seen it.
I'm like, I'm going to fall down and die. I don't think I'd even fit down
there. I don't think that's how it works. But
no, but I'm just something's going to come
irrational
grab
fear,
my ankle.
Irrational fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, walking over, like, grates with your phone or, like, money.
Oh.
And you think it's going to, like, oh. I grip it so tight. I used to, it will not fall.
I used to have a friend where he hated it when, like, my phone would, like, dangle off something.
Oh.
And I'd be like, what do you think of this?
That's so mean.
I know. But, like, yeah, no, irrational fear is also, yeah, like, ghosts and stuff. I mean, it's not completely irrational, but it's kind of like.
But it's kind of.
Like, sleeping in bed when you, like, put your foot out and something's going to grab it.
Oh, yes.
It's irrational fear.
I'm like, yeah, but all if it's under the quilt, nothing can grab me.
Yeah. Someone's in my house. If I go under my quilt, I'll
they
never
won't
know.
Find me. It's like in Taken. She hides under the bed and then she thinks that she's okay. And then she just gets pulled under.
There we go.
Can you tell I watched Taken recently?
I've never seen it.
So. I watched the second one last night.
Oh, fun.
Well, watched it as in like everyone was talking over the top of it. But I got the general gist of it. I'll just watch it again tonight. It's fine.
Fair enough. All right, let's continue on these survey answers.
Taylor says panic disorder.
Yeah, fair. It's a big thing that stops people from doing a lot of things.
And Declan?
Declan?
Deckers. Wow, okay.
He's my mate from TAFE.
Says anxiety and some level of depression has kept me from doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, like social anxiety.
It's a very common thing.
Yeah. It takes me a while to get over it. Like it takes me a while to get to know someone before I'm like comfortable going out with them and I don't get stressed out beforehand.
Yeah.
All right. For the nose. Jenny, you says Jenny. Jenny says you cannot let fear because I said Jenny, you cannot let fear define you. I was gonna say it like that, and then I was like, I was talking straight to Jenny.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
Are you okay today?
Honestly, no.
Take a chill. Oh.
Jenny says,
yep.
You cannot let fear define you.
No, true.
Well, it's all well and good to say it, but
be fearless, my dudes.
Be fearless, my dudes. How many photos do you have of that tattoo?
Way too many, but I love it.
But it's a pretty tattoo.
It's my first tattoo.
It's nice.
Inspired by Taylor Swift.
Yes.
It means so much. I got it for like being fearless in love, but now over time, now I've developed a fear of love because we love attachment issues.
Now it's just being fearless overall, which is in some ways better.
Sometimes it doesn't help, but it's fine.
You know, it's a nice reminder.
It's cute.
Steven says, if it's something I really wanted to do, the fear actually helps me do the thing.
Oh.
I suppose.
Adrenaline.
Yeah, adrenaline's great.
I'm scared if I overcome my fear, I'll have a great story.
Yes.
That too.
It's like that quote where it's just like, oh, it's something about regrets. It's like, wouldn't you rather
Would you rather look back and say, I wish I had done that or I can't believe I did that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the point is you want to say, I can't believe I did that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, what are you going to lose, really?
Besides your life.
But, like, you know.
Depends on the thing that you're
Death
doing.
Death is but the next great adventure.
Says who?
Dumbledore. Samuel says, no, because if I'm fearful of something, I generally don't really want to do it.
That's fair, too. Like, I'm scared of heights, so I don't want to jump off things.
Yeah. You got to feel the fear and do it anyway.
Well, it depends on the thing.
Ali says, alcohol makes you fearless, lol.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Sometimes. I mean, yeah, okay, yeah.
I mean,
most of the time.
I haven't been drunk, so I wouldn't know.
You should get drunk. Let's get
I
lit.
I want to get drunk.
But, like, see, like, it makes you more. It is liquid courage, but if I was put in a situation, like if they were like, all right, Mel, let's go skydiving, and I'm drunk, I'd still be like, no. Like, I'd still be like, I'm very aware.
Aware, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly.
Maria says, because I have determination and that trumps fear.
Yes, queen.
I want to be you.
Yes, Maria. I wish I was like that.
Maria. The truth is... Oh, that's Argentina. Never mind. Sorry, something's just... Anyway, let's just get onto the final statistics,
yes,
shall we?
Yes, let's.
So, in the end, 52.4% said yes. Fear does stop them from doing something. Is that what the question was?
Yeah.
Yes.
That stopped them from doing something you really do.
47.6% said no. So, it's actually kind of good that it's even.
Yeah, pretty even.
It's pretty, like...
Even Steven.
I was kind of expecting that.
For it to be split?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess
it also depends on the personality.
Yeah. Who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on. All right. So question number three of this beautiful, lovely survey. Thanks, Mel. is, have you ever overcome any fears? Have you?
overcome any fears?
Yeah.
Oh, abseiling. I was so, like, I went up the top of the thing and they're like, okay, you have to lean back and go down. I cried for like a solid half an hour before I managed to do it. But I still did it and it was actually pretty fun. So, like, now I'll do it again.
Yay!
So, yeah, that's probably...
Yeah, no, mine's very similar. Actually, very similar experience. Yeah. So, I hate heights and jumping off things because dying.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to New Zealand... Let's just look at New Zealand some more. Last year, and I went zip lining, and it was like all fun. It was fun. Like it was like the guy I went with, my ex. He was like, oh my god, let's go skydiving. Let's do something like exhilarating. And I'm like, good luck with that.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, let's find a nice in between. And that in between was zip lining.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really fun. It was really fun.
Zip lining is great.
But there was this catch.
Yeah.
In the most affordable one, it was two zip lines and a 20 meter drop.
So
I was like, this drop, what's it gonna be like? I'm like, it's not gonna be like anything. Anyway, we get there and it's literally you jump off this thing 20 gosh. meters, and I'm like, I'm like standing there and I'm like, cool. And you know, one of the instructors show us how to do it, and that you're free falling for like a second,
mm-hmm.
and then the like catches you, and then you slowly drop down. So it's really safe. Everyone's done it; it's never failed. It's completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's jumping and falling. And
yeah, it's the mental block again. Yeah.
And so, my ex went first, mm-hmm. and he was like, he didn't tell me till afterwards that he was shitting himself, but he's like, I have to do it for Mel. I have to show her that it's fine. So
he was going to go skydiving.
That's exactly what I said. And when we got to the bottom, I'm like, he told me, I was like, he was shitting himself. And I'm like, you literally wanted to go skydiving.
Like, yeah,
you
that's wanted not to go a split second fall, my dude.
No. So yeah, he did it. And then I was standing up there with the other instructor and I'm like, is there any other way down? And he's like, there is, but you know, you do it. And I'm like, I don't want to. And I'm like, I look down. He's like, don't look down. But I look down and I'm like, oh, shit. And so I'm looking down and I'm like, oh. And then I'm like, nah, I have to do it. Like, I have to do it. Mm-hmm. So I closed my eyes and I like went right to the edge.
You just went yeet?
And I did. And I just stood up and I screamed and my eyes were like closed the whole time. It was like a beautiful view, but my eyes are closed.
You're like, nope.
And I fell and I screamed and I landed and it was fine. But I'd do it again because, like, now I know what it's like.
Yeah, I feel like I've done a similar thing where you had, like, jump. It was okay, though. I was fine with it. Yeah. I don't know why. Sometimes if, like, I need to impress someone or, like, a guy I like is there or one of my friends is there and they're chickened out, there's, like, a loophole in, like, my fear. Right. And I just go, I'm going to do it for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove myself. And so I just do it.
Yeah.
I always need someone I like to come with me.
Of course.
I just want to prove myself to them.
Of course.
Like, look at me being fearless.
Not really. My tattoo.
Matching tattoos.
Because
we're not so much alike already.
Oh, not at all. All right. Well, let's have a little read of what people in the survey had to say.
Yes.
So, have you ever overcome any fears? Here are what people said too. Yes. Yes, they have. Maria says, well, it's a work in progress. I swim very regularly, but I have a fear of drowning. It's quite an overpowering fear, but I don't allow it to debilitate me.
Debilitate?
What did I say?
You said debilitate.
Debilitate me. I'm trying here. Caitlin said, your sister. I have overcome some fears just by ripping the Band-Aid off and doing it, or through encouragement by friends who have experienced something I'm scared of doing. Dave says, by rationalizing with myself, many grown-ups take too long to realize that the worst that can happen is some embarrassment, which goes away. The sun still comes up the next day. Often the bravery pays off. Just like when I plucked up the courage to kiss Auntie Mez. So this is my Uncle Dave talking about my Auntie Mez.
That's so cute.
They're the sweetest. So terrified it would all go wrong, but I wasn't going to let fear stop my chance at true love.
Why can't more men be like your uncle? Honestly, they get so chickened out.
They're my godparents as well, Auntie Marin and Uncle Dave.
Yeah, I feel like guys just get so scared these days, which is like fair, but also
and like love.
Yeah,
what talking about? Yeah, everyone's it's like scared.
Ask it's someone
the,
out.
It's the fear of rejection.
I know, but it's like you just got to do it.
Yeah, I've asked so many people out now. It's kind of like I don't care. Like if they say no, then it's not meant to be. Like fuck you. Yeah. You're missing out. Honey.
Yeah, you're like you shouldn't have to like force someone to get out with you. Exactly. It's not going to be a good relationship anyway.
Exactly. Someone decided to call themselves Rodney Rude. I don't know if this is an actual name or if it's like, you know, when people are like, oh, like Smelly Melly, Snoozy Susie, or Rodney Rude.
If this is your name, good on ya.
Yeah. He says, jumped out of a plane. Or maybe it was a she, I don't remember. Jumped out of a plane. Anonymous says, stage fright and public speaking. And then Stephen says, he overcame fears by ignoring them until they went away. And then some people, there weren't a lot of answers for this section, actually, which makes sense. Like, have you overcome any fears? No. What are you going to say to that?
Yeah.
But Grace said, they say breathing is key, so I'm working on it, but nothing yet. Good on you, Grace. You do you. And then Jocelyn says, I just haven't. So overall, have you ever overcome any fears? 57.1% of people said yes, they have. And then 42.9% said no.
Yeah, well, like, it depends on how many fears you have, too, I guess. Like, if you have, like, a crippling fear, like, overcoming it isn't not going to be easy.
No, like, heights. Like,
yeah.
I guess they're, like, jumping off that thing, ziplining was, like, an in-between thing.
Yeah.
But still, I couldn't, you know, do the Harbour Bridge climb. I'd freeze.
Oh, I'd love to
like,
do that.
Like, I'd physically freeze.
Yeah.
It wouldn't.
I'd just collapse in a puddle on the ground if I had to jump out of a plane.
Yeah,
I'd be on like, the ground. Just you would carry collapse, me.
You'd forget to pull the parachute, and you'd become
and
a puddle on the ground.
Jam.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to see that visual. All right, shall we move on to question number 4?
Yes.
What is it, Maddie?
Which are you more scared of, the dark or heights?
Great question.
Yeah.
What are you more scared of?
Me? Oh, I don't know. Okay, so like the heights. Like, I'm kind of scared of heights, but, like, also not really. And then the dark, like, I understand that it's, like, the same with the lights on or off, but also I will run from the bathroom to my bed because of demons. So, like...
same.
So...
I understand that.
I think I would say heights because, like, the dark isn't going to kill me.
Yeah.
But heights, if I fell off, it could.
Yes.
I think I'd have to go with that. Because, like, dark is just, like... an irrational fear.
Yeah.
Whereas heights is like a legit.
Yeah.
You could fall and die.
When I was younger, I was terrified of the dark, like scared of the dark and heights.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, growing up, you know, 2 a.m. in the morning, running from my bathroom to my bedroom, if it's pitch black, I'm going to run.
Still me at 18.
I'm 20.
Oh, yeah, true.
Irrational fears. But also, I used to, till very recently, had to sleep with a lamp on or I would be able to sleep in the dark if I was sleeping next to someone. But over the past few months, like now I sleep with, and I used to have the door open as well.
Oh,
with, like,
yeah,
a little
the door's
light
open
coming
in my
through.
Room because that's because my dog sleeps on my bed.
Oh, that's fair. Also, yeah, my cat sleeps on my bed sometimes as well. But yeah, so I used to sleep with a bit of light in my room, door open. Because, like, what if something came into my room? I wouldn't have an escape if my door
was
closed. That's
true. Oh, I had that same thing.
Yeah, but then also was brought to my attention, if the door is closed, no one can get in.
Through the window.
Or whatever, can't
through
get
the
in.
The window.
Oh, to the wall. To the sweatshirts down my balls. Oh, the bitch.
Wow,
Mel,
is there something I don't know about you?
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's a fun song. Have you seen The Proposal?
Yes.
Yes.
I love The Proposal. That's one with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that movie. That's so funny.
Good movie. Oh, now I want to watch that.
So good.
Anyway.
Peanuts and all range of the human emotion.
Oh, good movie. Okay. We're getting on a lot of random tangents
I know.
Today.
Movies. It's because I
love
movies.
All right. So which are you most scared of, the dark or heights? I am definitely most scared of heights.
I'd say heights as well.
Yeah.
Just because dark is rational.
Yeah.
And yeah. So we've got answers for the dark.
From the survey?
From the survey.
Amazing.
Yes.
What do people have to say?
Well, Kim says unknown.
The unknown.
So,
yeah.
the unknown?
Well, it says unknown, but it's, yeah, it's like the fear of the unknown.
Well, same.
Yeah.
Dave says, if I was scared of heights, I'd be terrified every time I stood up. Is that because he's tall?
He's 6'7", yeah.
I'm small, so I'm not scared of heights at all. Until I wear platform boots, and I'm like, whoa. Samuel says, not heights because I'm more afraid of falling from those heights than the heights themselves. I would say the dark because you don't always know what's in it, and because of that, your brain can try to fill in the blanks with the worst things you can imagine.
Interesting.
That's what horror movies do for you as well.
Yeah. Like, what's that movie? Sandra Bullock. It's new. Bird Box.
Yeah.
It's a similar thing, I guess.
Yeah. That was an okay movie.
Yeah.
Jocelyn says, I'm scared of what is in the dark, not dark itself. The unknown is scary. What if you go and die or get stabbed or get shot and you don't see it coming? I always stick my hand in behind a door of a dark room before entering. If my hand isn't sliced or shot, then I'm safe.
That's a great way to do it.
But like you might lose a hand also.
Yeah, but better than dying.
Oh, that's fair. I think she'd survive a horror movie.
I mean, look, in your house, you are more safe than you think you are. Like, true. Horror movies just put that into your head. Yeah, look, the dark outside is scary.
Oh, yeah, when I go out and lock the gate, I'm like, someone is going to come down my driveway and
kill me. It's not to do with ghosts or demons. It's actual people who can,
especially
like,
in teeny.
Hurt you. Yeah, so I'm scared of the dark when it's outside nighttime.
Jenny says it plays tricks on the mind.
Yeah.
It does. Paranoia.
And it's the dark. You can't see anything. So you make up shapes.
Yep.
And they're scary. But it's fine. Better than heights.
Read the answers for heights?
Of course.
Do you want to read them or shall I?
I must. Let's go.
If you must.
If I must.
You're forced to.
I'm forced to participate in my own podcast.
How dare you?
All right. So here are some answers for heights. Christian says, fall from heights and you die.
You're dead, son.
True.
Well, not necessarily. You could survive. Just be very injured.
Very, 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 very injured. Yes.
I read a story about a lady who fell off a cliff and, like, she miraculously, she didn't break any bones. She only had, like, scratches and bruises because she stayed calm the whole way down. She didn't let herself freak out.
What?
I know. That doesn't make
bullshit.
Well, fake news.
Carly says, I think my main fear is pain, and heights is more likely to cause me injury than the dark.
Mm.
Yeah,
valid. Unless demons.
Unless demons. This is why I don't watch scary movies.
Yeah, I don't watch them by myself, but also no one wants to watch them with me, so.
I'm not watching
They all
them
watch
with
them
you.
In the, like, cinemas, and I don't want to watch them
no,
in the cinemas.
No, the only scary movie I've seen in the cinemas is Get Out.
Oh, and that's not great even. Movie.
It is
that's
a great
more
movie.
Like a thriller.
Yeah. Well, see,
it's
I'm,
really creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy. I haven't seen Us yet.
I haven't either.
Oh, maybe we should watch it.
Maybe we should.
Movie night.
Yeah, I don't have a boyfriend either who can, like, cuddle me if I get scared.
Like, same. I'll be your boyfriend.
Oh, yay.
You can be my boyfriend.
And we'll just both be terrified together.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sounds good. Or we can just not watch the movie.
Or we can just not watch our movies.
Amazing.
We can just rom-coms.
Yes!
I love rom-coms.
Sorry. I'm getting way too excited here. Really distracted. Grace says, there is literally a theory being studied right now called L'Appel du Vide. Or the call of the void, which is working to explain that sudden urge you get to jump when you're on the edge of a lookout or a cliff. Our brains visually put us in every scenario as a coping mechanism just in case your brain decides you want to jump.
I do get that urge too.
Everyone does.
I'm like, let's just do it.
For fun. Let's just
see
what
happens.
Yeah,
we can survive.
But no, yeah, I get that. It's like, what if I just like jumped right now?
I mean, you'd land on the floor.
No, but, you know, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I know, that was a bit intense.
Like, you're just like, what if I just, like,
what if I
jumped?
Just did it?
Like, right now?
Yeah.
What would happen?
I do that when trains are arriving at the station,
I was just about
too,
to say that, but I didn't want to seem
so
suicidal.
Bad.
Like, I'm like, what if I just, like, jumped in front
I
of
know,
this train?
I know, like, I'm not suicidal. I just get that thing of, like, would I survive?
Sometimes I'm like, what if some random just walks up beside me and pushes me?
Oh, I get that all the time.
I'm like...
Would I just like run to the other side of the tracks? Like, I don't know.
I
always think like, am I strong enough to pull myself back up onto the station?
Yeah, it's like, how would I? Am I tall enough to do that?
Like, as it's like arriving, I'm like, I could still survive. I could still survive. I could, oh, no, I'm dead.
More irrational fears with Mel and Maddie.
Yeah.
All right, Rodney Rude back again says, you go splat when you hit the ground. And lastly, Taylor says, I'm clumsy and will fall. All right. Well, let's have a little look-see at what the end result years, the percentage, the difference. What were people more afraid of? The answer is the dark.
Yeah,
52.4% of people are more scared of the dark.
So 47.6% are more scared of heights.
Yeah, which is crazy to
that
me.
That is, yeah.
So that was it for all the this or that questions for this week. That was a bit of fun.
Everything was like pretty even.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I like talking about
this. I sound so bogan just then.
Bogan.
It's like everything was pretty even, mate.
But as we do at the end of every episode, we put in a bonus question.
Bonus question.
This is your designated thing to do now.
Oh, sorry, Bailey, I stole it from you.
Well, he let us have it.
That's true.
So the bonus question this week is, what is your biggest fear?
It's really a big one.
And we got some funny ones, some serious ones, some relatable ones. So let's have a read through of what some people said.
Yes. So Christian's biggest fear is being forgotten.
Sad face.
Like, same though.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge fear of mine. One of the reasons I want to go into film, because I'm just like, I want people to know me and I want to have like a legacy. It's like, I don't want to be famous. I want people to know me.
Yeah, I want...
Like, I want my grandchildren to be able to look at me and be like, damn, my grandma was great.
Yeah, my grandma was on the radio.
Yeah. You know? Like, my great-grandmother, she was like a normal person, but because she was so sweet and so kind to everyone, like so many people showed up at her funeral when she died. It was incredible. I look up to her so much.
Wow.
Because I just love her so much.
Yeah.
She was such just a good person.
Yeah. Well, like, being forgotten is a very big fear. Or like losing someone. Or,
Because I don't want to like exist and then die and everyone be like,
it's like, what was the point of living then?
Yeah.
Very true. All right. Who's next? Grace? Grace says, public panic attacks in spaces I cannot escape, also known as agoraphobic panic disorder. If you are anxious to leave your house and you're not sure why, ask your doctor/psych about this. Oh, little grab there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should probably ask my doctor now. Okay. kidding, but not kidding. Kim says spiders.
Yep, cool. Yep. Same.
Same as Mel.
Yep.
We should meet each other. Or do you know her?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know Kim. Do you know a Kim?
I don't know a Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Kim Possible. Thanks. Come here, beat me. If you
we have to stop
me.
Doing this. Yeah, Ali says, I once had a dream of my white Maltese dog in giant form eating everything in sight while chasing me. That shit's scary.
Nice.
That would scare
me. My dog's too sweet to get scared of. I mean, maybe if he was trying to eat me, yeah.
Yeah.
Rodney Rude says heights.
Yep, cool. Same.
Yep. Allie, do you want me to do
another Allie? Yeah, go for it.
Allie says not being a good mother.
Oh, Allie, you're That's a great so mother. Sad. Taylor says, you're not getting that. Mel, you know what it is. Balloons and crocodiles.
Oh, I hate crocodiles too.
Really?
Yeah, she cannot see that new movie that's coming out about like Florida flooding and then there's alligators that are trying to eat this daughter and her dad.
Oh no. I'll tell
her. It looks really dumb.
Like a Sharknado type thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, why does this need to be made right now?
Fair.
Caitlin says, my biggest fear is being lost somewhere in a city in another country where I don't speak the language.
I have thought about that a lot.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was a fear that she had, so.
Oh, there you go.
I'm learning more about my sister.
Learning more every day.
But, like, that's valid.
Yeah,
But most people speak English in a few people know at least a few words of English at this point
in
most countries. Yeah.
Where can I find?
Or this Google way, Translate.
Way. Google Translate exists now, so it's very easy to fix this. But, no,
it'd still be scary, though.
Yeah.
Or like, without your passport. Oh.
But, like some languages, like for like Asia, a lot of people in Asia, they know English, but a lot of older people don't. So, like, imagine being that older Asian lady in Australia.
Oh, that's
I get a lot at work because where I work is dominated, which is like fine, obviously. But yeah, no, some like older Asian ladies just can't communicate. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I couldn't go to a country and not know a single word of.
I don't know how people do it in Australia.
Like, I couldn't.
Yeah, no, you know what would be scary? Getting arrested in another country.
Yeah.
Because, like, their legal system isn't the same as an Australian legal system. That's so scary. True. They still, like, some places still have the death penalty.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, like, wrongfully convicted or, like, oh, I just
can't. Yeah, there are so scary.
There are so many stories that happen too.
Yeah.
It's, like, a real thing that could happen. That's why it's scary.
There's also a thing where it's, like, if someone in somewhere, I don't remember, I think India or something,
mm-hmm.
or one of those countries, it's, like, insurance or something is very big and hard to, like, if you have enough money, you can prove someone guilty yeah. of something that they're not guilty of. So yeah. people, like, throw themselves in front of cars and hurt themselves to, like, get money or
so
something.
Messed up.
It's, like, it's weird.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yeah, it's scary to go to another country and not know the legal system and just,
yeah,
you know,
going to other countries.
Yeah.
But still travel. Listen to our last travel episode.
Yes, we love to travel. Mm. Well, on that note, that was another episode
yes.
of Survey Says.
Woo.
So thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming along for the ride.
I think this episode's a bit longer than our other episodes. We're really bad at keeping in time.
Yes.
So we don't have a time.
Well,
somewhere between half an hour and an hour.
It's always a surprise.
It's always a surprise.
It's a fun
and
little
I think
surprise.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
So don't forget to follow our blog, surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com. The new survey will be posted soon for the next episode. If you could please fill it out, your answers are always greatly appreciated.
And you might be featured.
You'll definitely be featured.
I mean, yeah. It's like kind
if you're
of
a new name that we've never seen before,
we'll put you in.
Yeah.
Or if you're an old name, we'll also put you in.
We love everyone. And as we said at the beginning, we have created a Facebook page as well. So look up Survey Says Podcast.
Do you want to say your socials?
Yeah, sure. Hi, my name is Mel. You can find me on Instagram. No, it's Mel or Mel Moppy Radio. It'll just be on the website. I couldn't be bothered saying them all. I have so yeah. many. I have 5 Instagram
accounts.
I'll just
say my Instagram. My Instagram is... Well, hi, I'm Maddie.
Hi.
My Instagram. Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
My Instagram is mj.turner15.
Amazing.
That's pretty much the only thing I use except for Facebook. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everyone, for doing the survey. We really, really, yes. really do.
You guys were, like, speedy today.
Yeah.
I mean, this like,
time.
Over the first
You only
few
had,
days.
Like, 4 or 5 days to
I'm
do
so
it.
I'm so proud.
And we got the same amount of answers as the last episode where it was, like, a week to do it.
Yeah. So, obviously, you guys are all just really keen.
To talk about fears
mm.
and travel
yeah.
and everything else that we've ever spoken about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have anything to say, Maddie?
No, I think we're good.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming to the journey.
See you later, guys.
Bye. Bye.